Greetings, everybody. I'm your host, James Gilliland, with the SETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. I'm pretty sure we're on iHeart and As You Wish Talk Radio over on BBS Network, and we're on Rumble, Facebook, X, Telegram, everything. You know, we're out there. So if you want to find us, you know, just type in SETI Stargate or James Gilliland, it'll come up. A lot of information, but the best place to catch us is go to eseti.org, and we're getting ready to ramp up for this summer's events, and a lot of great workshops and things coming up, so check that out. So anyway, a lot going on right now. So a mysterious force is tilting the Earth. So experts are ruling out, you know, melting oceans, could be a shift in the core or some other major planet exerting a gravitational forces, but anyway, you know, it could be Planet X or Nibiru, who knows, you know, but these changes do not fit the global warming narrative, although they will try to push that fairy tale. Climate change is happening globally, but it's not due to man. It's happening throughout the solar system and beyond. The sun is the driver, yet there are other forces beyond the sun that, you know, that are in play, cosmic forces, so it's a whole nother show in itself. So, but anyway, as long as Plymouth Rock is still where it has been since the Pilgrims, that narrative is dead. You know, so polar bears are having a population explosion, and the barrier reef has actually grown bigger in some areas. It goes through changes despite alarmists, you know, like all ecosystems. And if the globalists truly believe the oceans are rising, why do most live hypocritically on the coast? You know, now that's a no-brainer. So what is their end game? You know, there's another game being played here, and it's pretty obvious. You know, the Green New Steel, all that other stuff. So anyway, Greta and scientists that will say whatever the globalists that fund them want them to say, you know, it's part of the Green New Steel, basically. So we do need to clean up the toxic mess most of them created, yet, you know, they can't stop the sun. So, you know, for them saying they can or they don't, you know, it doesn't matter how many billions you send them, they can't stop these cosmic events. So anyway, they will, however, take billions for their own personal gain under the guise of saving the planet and get their little minions out there to push the narrative. So anyway, the North Pole has also rapidly sped up in its reversal. The magnetic pole shift is well underway. You know, we just survived another game of Russian roulette with the sun, releasing a massive X-class flare, you know, fortunately not geo-effective. You know, it shot off the side of the sun. So the magnitude of the flare would have created serious damage to satellites and the grid. So it's just a matter of time before another massive coronal hole in CMA becomes geo-effective. So a little heads up, might want to prepare a little extra food, gas, alternative energy source, good source of clean water. Some cash and precious metals might be in order. And don't forget a means to protect yourself and your family. You know, the future is rolling the dice. You know, it's just like rolling the dice. Anything can come up. We have so many events. I've told people it's like a horse race, you know, with several horses in the race. And the best way to explain it, you know, you have divine intervention, the ultimate, and then you have earth changes, and she's doing her thing. She's going through her ascension process, expanding and, you know, dealing with all the incoming energies, you know, and then you've got the collective consciousness happening. And then you have individual consciousness, your choices and actions, which determine your future. So they're all jockeying for position right now, and some are getting ahead and some behind, and we're in this major horse race right now. So again, like I said, it's like rolling the dice. Anything can come up. So We just have a little more expanded view of the possibilities. We just went through a major proton storm from unknown origin. Imagine that. It wasn't due to a coronal mass ejection flare or any other known force. So we're being bombarded by incoming energies like never before from unknown origin. So keep an eye on Cygnus. So last time we got some major energies coming in from Cygnus, and the Egyptians seem to speak a lot about Cygnus. So what did they know? We don't know. So questions are we going back to the days before Atlantis and Lemuria when there was a constant cloud cover, the poles were balanced, the entire Earth stayed within the mid-70s. Little heads up, things are much older than carbon dating tells us because the sun was not hitting the Earth before the floods. There was the firmament, which was, massive clouds covering the Earth. So anyway, science have found massive structures underneath the pyramids 2 kilometers deep, which are coming alive and generating frequencies and energy. Something we have known about for a very long time. So wait until they release the knowledge of how old they really are and the connecting tunnels between the pyramids globally. Angkor Wat is another temple coming alive with similar underground facilities. They also found the tomb of an Egyptian queen, 600,000 years old, destroying the official historical narrative. So I wonder when they're going to release the glass-lined tunnels 300 to 600 million years old built by the Ahians. So don't bother to spell check Ahians. That knowledge isn't in the system. They were a long, long time ago. So anyway, most civilizations lived underground millions of years ago to avoid becoming lunch, and from the dinosaurs and giant insects. So speaking of weird creatures, things seem to be coming up to the surface, strange cryptids, portals opened by unsavory groups. The Earth's geologic instability is also allowing strange creatures to come to the surface. So keep an eye on the trail cam footages and security cameras posted on social media. It's not all CGI. Some of the stuff is CGI, and some of it is creepy as F, man. It's like, oh my God, what is that thing? But anyway, there's some pretty crazy, crazy stuff going on. We're also experiencing massive cyclones, hurricanes, tornadoes, superstorms like never before. I mean, these winds we're experiencing are just leveling the playing field anyway. So we cannot rule out geoengineering, chemtrails, and HAARP technologies, all exacerbating the exponentially increasing solar-driven storms. We gave a formula back in the 80s. I've talked about this over and over, not to be a broken record, but increases in solar flares, CMEs, equal social, economic, and physical Earth changes. The increasing influx of consciousness and energy, light, consciousness and energy all come together. So a lot of people, they see the light coming from the sun, but you don't realize with that light, above the light is consciousness. So you have consciousness, light, energy, and then you have mass or the physical. And so when you see the light, you're seeing the light, but there's also consciousness coming. And if you in the at nighttime, right when the sun is going down, don't do it midday. But if you stare at the sun, which a lot of masters do, either really early in the morning or late at night, you want to get some atmosphere between you and the sun because that's like your little sunglasses. But anyway, you can see the energies coming from the sun and the different colors, and all the colors have they have consciousness connected to them. So if you see this beautiful blue energy coming off the sun, what it is that's love and wisdom. The blue ray is love and wisdom. If you see this fiery orange and red energies coming off the sun, that's like change. That's like the warrior energy. It's like big change is coming. Also, if you see the turquoise light, so you have love and wisdom combined with the green healing energies. A lot of green light is coming from the sun right now to help us get through. And I've seen this violet energy coming off the sun and purples at times. And that means we're just getting hit from the highest levels of consciousness and energy. Major transmutations coming. So anyway, these energies are all creating changes in our bioelectric fields. They're creating mood swings, emotional outbursts. Old wounds and traumas from past experiences are surfacing to be healed. Severe weather and an increase in earthquakes and volcanic activity is also a byproduct. There's massive influx of cosmic rays creating changes in the DNA of all life on Earth. So if an arm starts to grow out of your third eye, don't blame me. I'm just the messenger. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I got to keep a little humor in this because people will lose it. Anyway, so I must say, spending most of my time in nature, I have been seeing genetic mutations in the plants and insects. This might explain the Democrats' troglodyte woke army, you know, because I don't know. They look like a bunch of genetic mutations. I hate to say it, but anyway, it's sad, you know, what humanity has fallen to, parts of humanity, but we can't let that determine our future. So anyway, there is a massive investigation, a task force headed by RFK into chemtrails and geoengineering. And many of these disastrous storms are intensified and guarded through geoengineering. And can't cover that enough, along with FEMA being a total fail to funding the rich and famous lifestyles of the immigrants, ignoring our veterans and disaster victims. So anyway, back to chemtrails. There is a plethora of heavy metals, aluminum, barium, strontium, graphene, other chemicals, carcinogens, nanobots, and biologicals found in the chemtrails, aka geoengineering, raining down on humanity globally. So, are we being sprayed like insignificant bugs? You know, what's the real goal behind all of this? Does it fit into the billionaire eugenicist population reduction plans? Are we becoming like 5G antennas for total control? RFK and his task force vow to track down, you know, who is responsible and hold them accountable with arrest capabilities. So, from the pilots all the way to the top. So I always say you might want to check out Bill Gates trying to block out the sun, adding mRNA and glyphosate, you know, Roundup to chemtrails and our food supply. So they're even vaccinating wild game. So you might want to see who is funding that. I'll give you a little hint. Meta. So anyway, you know, what is this toxic soup, you know, going to do to your organic gardens, your overall health, especially your kidneys? You know, glyphosate is the kidney killer. So, you know, as we've always said, you'll know we won the war for freedom when the chemtrails stop. So, you know, this crap is going into your water, it's going into your food, it's everywhere. And you know, I think RFK's was it Make America Healthy Again is probably the most important thing on the planet right now, because we have to stop this nonsense. Anyway, speaking of battles, the Democrats have engaged war on the duly elected president in a landslide and his administration, despite all the latest overwhelming evidence in election tampering in favor of the Dems. So, you know, despite all the tampering, he still won. So, I think some major scrutiny on the Wisconsin elections is in order. You know, voter ID and watermark paper ballots is the only way to ensure fair elections. But you even have to have oversight on that, because what's this, you know, the old thing about who's counting? You know, you got to really have scrutiny over who's counting. Anyway, there are people in jail for questioning the elections after observing and documenting extreme fraud. I mean, they brought this up, and rather than going and arresting the people that did it, they arrested the people that blew the whistle on it. So this is all going to be turned around pretty soon. Soros and his NGOs are organizing the Musk Tesla paid demonstrations, along with corrupt politicians that want the left. Oh, they want the theft and the corruption to continue. So many of them have received kickbacks in the 40 to over $100 million from the Ukrainian war alone. So not to mention illegal insider stock trading and creating NGOs and shell corporations receiving billions, including taxpayers' money. So anyway, that the ones that are screaming the loudest and attacking, you know, Musk and Doge, Those politicians, those are the ones, they're on the list, and you can see millions of dollars of kickbacks going to them. And so that's going to continue probably until they're all arrested. But anyway, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Everything they're trying to do to turn people against each other and stop, the uncovering of all of this corruption, is really, we know now why they're pulling out all the stops with Elon Musk and Doge, because the demonstrations against Musk, again, they're paid for. The demonstrations are paid for. There's identical posters, and the chants are all dropped off, and everyone quits at noon. So I guess the deal is you'll be paid for whatever, 9 to noon, and that's it. It's mysteriously, they all just walk away at noon. Why? Is that when the clock they clock out, or is that they're only paid till noon? It's pretty obvious. So anyway, just like Antifa was paid and pallets of bricks were dropped off during the peaceful riots, follow the money. Watch the one screaming the loudest if you want to know who are the most corrupt. It's that simple. It's the ones that are screaming Hitler the loudest, there's like 10 fingers pointing back at him. So anyway, due to social engineering, the lying, deceptive, lamestream media, people who are critically thinking, morally and integrally impaired, are doing the bidding of the Take Down America plan of the global elite and their political puppets. They are perfect examples of the demoralization program. Their claims are unfounded, irrational, and in most cases have no foundation whatsoever. The crimes they accuse others of are the crimes, of their handlers. They and their handlers. If they are successful, one day they will look around and see the total collapse of society, runaway poverty and disease, the road warrior effect, which is what the New World Order wants, because they want to just tear everything down and then come back in as a savior, but they're the ones that tore it down, basically. So anyway, due to the corruption and kickbacks, our economy is unsustainable, destined for an unavoidable collapse if something is not done. And they've been screaming this. So, I mean, how many billions of dollars can you just throw to corrupt politicians and these NGOs and everything else before, the taxpayers got nothing left? So anyway, it's unsustainable. So eventually, the funding from their handlers and the entitlement checks will stop coming, and they'll wail and scream, "How did this happen?" And those with foresight will say, "This happened because you created it in your uneducated rants and actions against those trying to prevent it." Folks, people everywhere are looking at friends and relatives that have basically gone mad, totally enraged at false narratives, suffering from cognitive dissonance. No matter how much evidence you bring to their socially engineered belief system, they refuse to listen. They cannot look rationally at the evidence, falsely believing in what corrupt politicians and the left-wing media tells them. So division was the goal all along, division through race, religion, and gender. And so when the people are divided, fighting with each other, they ignore what the puppet masters are doing. The don't watch the left hand, start watching, don't watch the right hand, look at the left hand. Basically, the left hand's pulling everything, so ain't pulling the strings. So the administration is undoing what the puppet masters created: a world of war, disease, poverty, and deception. So look around you. What did the last administration create? Runaway inflation, crime, plagues, endless wars, open borders with unvetted gangs, murders, rapists, and terrorists. The Democrats want the planes to return from El Salvador and bring back the rapists, murderers, terrorists, child and drug traffickers. If they had their way, they'd release them all in sanctuary cities, make heroes out of them with the blessing of their wingnut, Soros-funded, corrupt left judges. So did you know there's 27 universal injunctions issued in the 20th century? Only 27. So 106 have already been issued against Trump. So in the whole 20th century, 27, and now you got 106. This is lawfare at its best. So anyway, those perpetuating the last, lawfare against Trump in the past are either fired, disbarred, and eventually will have to pay reparations. So, I am for those reparations. We might as well take care of that. But anyway, the corruption is all being revealed. The new administration is having to undo the train wreck of the last administration, beginning with an extremely stacked deck against them. So yet the Dems and their woke army, the critically thinking, morally and integrity challenged, are trying to continue in the Take Down America program. They're being used as pawns, and they want to continue in the fraud, the government kickbacks, and the billions, accusing others of what they themselves have done or are doing. It's obvious. Look at the quality of the paid actors and the demonstrators, many of which show extreme signs of mental illness. It's like the first chapters of a science fiction end of the world movie, end time madness for all to see. So luckily the majority have seen it, which is why they elected Trump, with an overwhelming approval rating. Democracy at its best, which the Dems and their globalist backers refuse to recognize. They're going against the overwhelming will of the people in their attempted takedown of a duly elected president in the name of democracy. You can't make this hypocritical oxymoronic behavior up. TDS is epidemic. In truth, it's a CYA move. Cover your ass, create a diversion to stop the cleanup on aisle 47. So it's an all-out effort to keep you from looking behind the curtain at your enslavers, the satanic Luciferian billionaire eugenicists behind all of it, which is what Trump and the White Hats, are up against. They're up against the war on disease profiteers. So anyway, do you get it? Why do you think they weaponize the agencies to go after conservative Christians and churches? Scientists and doctors blowing the whistle on the adverse effects of their experimental injections with little or no testing, mislabeled as vaccines. Documents prove they had pre-knowledge of the adverse effects and deaths before rolling out the clot shots. The new FDA has issued a report that the vaccine caused cancer. So to this day, they're promoting, this experimental injection to, be used on children, as if the skyrocketing autism matching the vaccine schedules was not enough. Are the uncompromised researchers, scientists, doctors, conservatives, Christians a threat to them and their dark overlords? Why are they attacking the children? You really want to think about this. Unraveling this demonic octopus is going to take time, yet time for the dark arts has run out. There are greater benevolent forces, seen and unseen, coming into play. So, as we speak, a major global operation has escalated to put an end to these dark overlords and the deception. It's not just physical. Which we have to ask ourselves, which side of the fence will you be on when this all comes down? So, we talk a lot about the upward spiral and the downward spiral. And those who are living a spiritual life in harmony with each other, nature, are on the upward spiral. These other people are on the downward spiral, and their world is coming to an end. It's really that simple. They're not frequency specific because the earth is ascending, and they're not matching the frequencies. So anyway, speaking of unraveling, Trump announced the new tariffs, the External Revenue Service, to replace the IRS, the brute squad for the international bankers. And as we have said previously, neither the Federal Reserve or the IRS are federal, terrorizing and enslaving Americans for decades. Trump is already bringing in gazillions of dollars with the tariffs and investors leveling the playing field. So I guess we don't need the Federal Reserve or the IRS anymore. They're on their way out, So anyway, imagine what will happen when the endless debt, enslavement, fear, and loss of personal wealth comes to an end. This tyrannic force that's been beating down humanity for decades, The only people complaining about Trump and his administration are the globalists, special interests, corrupt politicians, the left-wing corporate news, along with the victims of the latest outbreak of long stupid, you know. And there's long COVID and there's long stupid, you know. It's TDS. But anyway, the fiat dollar Federal Reserve note will be replaced with the gold-backed Treasury note, so most likely from gold repatriated from those who stole it from the people. Fort Knox and other storage facilities, you know, are not where this gold is stored. So anyway, remember the executive order that said anyone charged with crimes against America, child sex and drug trafficking will lose everything and it will go back to the Treasury. You know, they've been very busy and the coffers are full and the gold is not at Fort Knox, you know. So anyway, I'm not going to say where it is. A lot of people know where it is. Anyway, global arrests have escalated with some very high profile people. They are running out of clones since the factories have been destroyed and they can't keep their dynasties going. So they're all collapsing. So soon the masks will all come off and the theater will be over. And it's going to be a real shocker because what people do when they find out their idols are not what they were led to believe. You know, most not even with us anymore. A lot of them have been taken out, and there's some that are either not human at all or any vestige of humanity is gone from them. You know, something else is running their avatars, their meat suit, basically. They sold their souls a long time ago. And again, this is not just a war of flesh and bones. It is and always has been a multidimensional spiritual war. You know, the good news is the light is winning. The old system will have to fall for the new system to take its place. So brilliant beings, seen and unseen, are doing their best to make it as painless as possible, you know, despite our resistance and rebelliousness. So anyway, Manson once said, you know, you don't put new wine into old skins, you know, because it just destroys it, you know. So anyway, you know, the awake with a great awakening, not the woke, are the majority. And time will show up in mass, you know, in support of those working arduously to restore and preserve our freedom. Our future is up to us. So before we go into the golden age, all that which is enslaving, trespasses on our freedoms, and perpetuates fear, war, disease, and poverty will have to be removed. So many are asking if there is going to be a solar flash, you know, is this going to be the process? And, you know, I don't know how we can avoid a major solar event considering all the near misses, you know, exponentially increasing coronal holes and coronal mass ejections. So we're on borrowed time, basically. So the new fuelless energies create their own shields and are not affected by these solar events. So if you notice how the UFOs just sit next to the sun, they pass by, some even pass through the sun. So what if the sun was not hot, if you and your ship are not physical? You know, I'll tell you, you want to go woo-woo on this. What if there were non-physical beings existing on the sun? You know, if they didn't have a physical body, they wouldn't get hot now, would they? That goes back to a bunch of the Greek lore, you know, Apollo and all these other guys. So anyway, I'm not gonna go further on that one. I'll get the woo-woo brand. So anyway, the real questions are, you know, can we switch out the grid in time? Can we make houses and buildings that are self-sufficient? You know, Musk's done that. He did that with his new tiny house or whatever it's, I wouldn't even call it a tiny house. It's bigger than, it's a really nice place, totally self-sufficient. So he's rolling those out. And he's got these RVs too, like ridiculously priced, very, very you know, you know, I love those little motor homes. I like to just drive one of those things up and just park it. So anyway, Musk, if you're listening, send us some tiny houses to East Eddy. You know, we need extra living quarters for people helping there. So anyway, the technology is already here. We will release the MedBed technology, natural formulas to avoid any future plagues and clean up our food supply. So food should be your medicine. And we have to ask, will we shut down the bioweapon labs, you know, creating these plagues? Do you even know who was heavily invested in them? You know, they had the Biden's name written all over them. You know, so you really think about this, you know, How incredibly ignorant is it to support your own sickness and demise? You know what? I just can't get it. I mean, if you have an open mind, a loving heart, and 1 ounce of critical thinking, you would look at all this and go, oh my God, you know, these people are marching for their enslavers and you know, eugenicists, you know, what is wrong with them? You know, and so anyway, seems like a lot of this is up to us, not some master or off-worlder in some other dimension. So it's said that God helps those who help themselves, and with a higher knowledge, is going to be made available to us. So are we being inspired to make the right decisions, live according to universal law? Yes, beyond measure. You know, are we listening? I guess that's up to us. Seems the majority are. You know, the republic has been restored along with the true democracy, the will of the people, and unity and truth are the greatest weapons against tyranny. So seems to be a lot of that going around right now. So except for these few paid social engineered demonstrators, you think overall people are getting it. They're figuring it out. Let's play that video. Anyway, TDS is going to give way to truth, discernment, and the Socratic method. So everything else will fall away. So the first premise of the Socratic method is, you know, I'm ignorant. I know nothing. I have no preconceived ideas, you know, and you walk into it that way. Don't think you know it all. Just become a good listener before you jump to any conclusions, you know. So I personally prefer the James method and universal law. So, in the Cherokee tradition, it's stated quite simply, if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. You know, it's really that simple. So, if it isn't aligned with universal peace, brother-sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all, don't do it. Don't support it. When you come from the intellect, all you know is what you have been programmed to know. When you come from the heart, you have access to the wisdom of God, the God within you. So the mind has always been a terrible master. It was created to be the servant of the heart. And, you know, the heart, your soul sits next to the heart, and the soul's connected to Creator and its access to your multidimensional self. So that's where you want to come from. So the mind can be easily manipulated and programmed through social engineering with false beliefs, misinformation, by who controls the information, the narrative of the time. So realization of this brings one to the Buddha mind, the fresh mind observing the true nature and intent of what is before you. So then you will see the utter nonsense and madness stepping out of the chaos, you know, into peace. Nature becomes your best friend. So a lot of the people that I know that spend a lot of time in nature. And I don't, you know, I don't care if you're an organic farmer, a hunter, or, you know, just love the outdoors. The more you're in nature, you know, like I love what Chief Seattle said, you know, it's like when you remove a man from nature, you harden his heart, or woman too, you know, but that, but it is true. Sitting in a cubicle, getting all your information from the boob tube, you know, and listening to the lamestream left media, you know, which is controlled by the satanic Luciferian international banksters, you know, you can't make any kind of a informed decision on anything. And the more you do it, the more you're programmed, and the more you slip into that cognitive dissonance where you think all this stuff you've been programmed with is real, and it's not, and it's true and it's not true. And when you meet people, even in third world countries, a lot of times you go around and you meet people, everything's cool, everybody gets along. And then when you bring, as you go up the order in power and the hierarchy, it gets more divided. And that's what we have to get back to basics. So, I've traveled not, a lot of the world, I'd say. I was doing international lectures and things like that, and meeting people from everywhere. And I know the people I really resonated were, it didn't matter what religion you were or whatever, it was always people that came from the heart and love nature, and they had a tradition, you might say, and that tradition was based on being kind to each other and being kind to the planet, and we always resonated, we always got along really good. The Maori tribe over the, when I was over in Australia, these guys showed up, and I tell the story, these two guys, man, and they were like warriors, and they stood at the back of the presentation, and they're sitting there with their arms crossed, like this, and I go, holy crap, man, these guys are putting out some juice and protection, and I found out where I was doing this dissertation was right in the global elite headquarters, basically. It was pretty funny, and these guys were there to protect me, and I'll never forget these guys. I mean, they really made an impression on me. And after I did the lecture, I walked off stage, and I answered a few questions that people came up, and I walked right to these guys, and I go, hey, you guys, thanks. I go, thanks. I know what you're doing, and thank you so much for holding space, and they just got a big smile on their face, and they said, yeah, we knew we needed to be here, and it's, you just love those kind of people. They and I've seen that over and over. These people just show up and they go, I know there's going to be problems, and I'm here to make sure this doesn't happen. And that's where we have to get to. We have to get to the people of impeccable integrity that know what's right and wrong, and they're going to show up and say, no, we're not going to play this social engineering game. We're not going to participate in the lack of, the moral and integrity corrupt program that's unfolding, and we're not going to stand for it. And I think that's where we have to get to as a collective. And I love that saying, one on the side of God is the majority, and we have the majority. The election showed us that we have the majority despite all the rigging and all the other nonsense that went on. We have the majority, but the majority have to rise. And we have to rise and align ourselves with universal law and, like the Cherokee tradition, where they say if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And rise up. And when we do that, this other game is going to come to an end. And that's where we're going, because the energy is supporting that. And the ascension process we're under right now, undergoing, is whatever you want to call it, the Great Awakening, planetary liberation, it's well underway. And so there are forces, unseen, unimaginable forces, pressing in on the earth right now. And so it's game over for the tyrants. And it's just a matter of time. And we can speed this up. We can do our part, and make sure, we make this shift. So anyway, basically that's all I have for you today. But we gotta stand in our own divinity, make our own personal connection with Creator God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and come from that and live according to universal law and support each other in that, and support the people that are on the front lines, stand up for them too. And we will get through these times. So anyhow, on that note, just keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and that'll get you through these times. So have a great evening. Good night.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.